Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Let's check in with Jakarta and get the latest on that terrible news from earlier today. Several places in the Indonesian capital were attacked with bombs and grenades. Suspicion, Indonesian authorities say, has landed on an Indonesian man who went to Syria to join ISIS. More on the whole scene of extremism in Indonesia in a moment. First, though, let's talk with Sandra Siagian. She's an Australian who works for the UN in Jakarta.
I was in the office. I'm on the seventh floor. Just before 11 a.m., my colleagues and I, we heard what sounded like a loud bang. My colleague actually thought it was thunder, but I said, no, this doesn't sound like thunder. So we walked over to the window and we looked outside the window and we could see smoke coming up from what looked like the parking lot of a building kind of two doors down from our building. We saw smoke coming up, and then when we looked to the left out to the main road, we could kind of see more smoke coming up. And later on we heard that was a bomb blast that had gone out near the Starbucks across the road from our office. And following that, everyone was in a bit of a panic in the office, but everyone remained calm. And then we're sitting down, and then we heard after that another bomb go off. And we just kept hearing them until we counted about seven blasts altogether. What we thought sounded like explosions. I'm not sure if they were all explosions. It could have been gunfire as well. And so we were just told to sit in the office and stay there.
So, weren't you and your colleagues, Sandra, just compelled to run out of the office?
Yeah, initially, everyone kind of wanted to do that. And everyone grabbed, everyone's like, grab your wallet, grab your phone, let's go. But then we were told by security to stay in our office, and we were told it was safer to obviously stay within the office, and our office just went into lockdown. So we're all just told to move away from the windows, and everyone kind of just held it around the center of our office.
This must all be pretty unsettling for you.
Yeah, it was actually obviously, because no one ever realizes, no one ever thinks this will actually happen, or you've seen it on the news, but you never know when this kind of thing will happen. So everyone was kind of panicked. I felt I was panicking and, but everyone was just kind of trying to calm everyone down, just comforting each other. And we'll just, all we could do was just sit and wait. So.
How are you doing now, Sandra?
I'm fine now. Early this morning, I was obviously shaken up, and I was panicking at first, and I felt shaky, and I was feeling really scared, but my colleagues helped comfort me. And I think just knowing that there was other people in the office together, it was fine. I'm now at home, and I'm feeling fine. I managed to make it home, and obviously the streets aren't as crowded as it usually would be on a Thursday afternoon during peak hour traffic. So it was easier. It was more comforting to know actually that I could just get home quickly. I feel safe now that I'm at home.
I mean, we found some incredible emotions and reactions here in Boston during the marathon bombing a few years ago. Terrifying situation. Did it make you think about life and fate and what you want to do with your life?
It did a little bit, especially considering I'm living in Jakarta and most of all my family's back in Sydney, Australia. And so my first reaction was, do I call them? Do I call my friends? How do I tell everyone? Or I'm not even sure what's going on, because, at that point I wasn't even sure, do I waste my battery on my phone, or do I get on my email, even to just check what's going on news sites online? But yeah, that was a thought, thinking that was a point where I was do I get in contact with people? Because we don't know what's going to happen next. We don't know, is something else going to happen or what? So yeah, it definitely was a moment where I thought, is this the time where I make the phone calls home? So, but I was able to message everyone and let them know that I was safe. And luckily they were able to have watch the news back home, and they could kind of see what was going on as it was happening too.
When are you and your UN colleagues expected back at work, Sandra?
Well, I think we continue working, but we'll probably be back probably next week. We're still working, but I think tomorrow most of us will be working from home, but we'll probably go back in next Monday.
Sandra Siagian, thanks so much for speaking with us.
No, that's okay. Thanks for having me.
Sandra Siagian is a UN worker who witnessed the terror attacks in Jakarta this morning.